Welcome to the John Hendrick Fellowship Lunch Podcast. These are messages by Hendrick Motorsports Chaplain Donnie Floyd of Motor Racing Outreach. These messages are spoken weekly to encourage and help you see the world through God's eyes and not your own. Life can be difficult, but we believe life with God can be joyful and fulfilling. I hope that these messages will influence you to trust God and His promises. You can learn more about Motor Racing Outreach at go2mro.com. Thanks for listening. Let's get ready for today's message. Welcome to the lunch. Mr. Hubert, come on up here. Wherever you are, there you are. Give him a hand. You know, a few weeks back, we prayed over Michael. He was sitting back there. He was going to the Chili Bowl. So if you're new to us, this is different. Every now and then we do a testimony. Do you have your questions? Do you need them? I got them.
I'm too nervous for those questions.
When he got back, we spoke, and I just felt like, okay, we gotta talk. We gotta talk this out with the fellowship lunch. So this is kind of something we do throughout the year where we get to hear from an employee. I appreciate you being bold enough to get up here and share a story about your life with us. It takes a lot of courage, right? But if you've looked at your handout, we're pretty excited about this because this is real faith and real action. And if you're a racer, you'll really appreciate this. And so after speaking with Michael and then watching, you know, what all he did the last couple weeks, we wanted to talk about it and share what God's done in his life and how he responded to some unique things. If you look at your handout, the front of it says, from disappointment to pure joy. Have you ever been in your life where you were so excited about something and as it happened, you were so disappointed? You ever been there? Anybody ever been there? Right? Like you were like, I didn't see that coming. And so we're going to look at what happens when you go to a place where you're so excited, you're pumped up to do something that you've always wanted to do, and it doesn't really work out the way you thought it was going to. And so the verse for today that we're going to work through is Romans 8:28. It says, and we know, this is Paul writing to the church of Rome. He's been talking to these believers about how to live through the Spirit and not through the flesh. In other words, being guided by the Spirit of God. He says, and we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes all things to work together as a plan for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his plan and purpose. And today we're going to see that in action, right? And so Michael, if you don't know Michael, he works up on the teams. And so Michael, tell us a little bit about who you are, how you got here, what you do, where you from. He'll die.
That doesn't make it any better. My name is Michael Hubert. I work up in the race shop, like Donnie said. I think I'm more nervous now than I was rolling down that ramp going onto the track.
Just keep talking, man. Just keep talking.
So bear with me. I'm from Northern California, a little town called Anderson, about 2 hours north of Sacramento. Grew up in a racing family. We raced our whole lives. We owned a body shop, race shop in the back, washed cars, went to school, went to the body shop to work, and then worked on our cars in the race shop. So fortunately, I've been blessed to work on race cars my whole life, basically. Started racing at 5 and a half, I think, in a little place called Red Bluff. You might have heard it, a couple people, big-time drivers from, grew up racing outlaw carts at Red Bluff, Larson, Reddick, DiBenedetto. Started there and had success, and then kind of grew into Legend Cars, and my grandparents bought a dirt and asphalt midget, And we ran some big shows, some USAC shows on the West Coast. And I remember finishing third to people like Tony Hunt and Michael Lewis, who are just, you know, top notch. And we're out there on, you know, they're putting stickers on every week and or every race, every time the car hits the track. And, you know, we weren't, but we had success. And so little things like that jump out to me about my childhood.
Yeah,
but,
so, and then you moved out east.
Yeah, so I graduated high school and was either go to college and not know what I wanted to do or move back here with my aunt and uncle. My uncle Tom's been in NASCAR for a long time and they kind of inherited me. And I got a job at Bill Davis. Tommy Baldwin gave me my first opportunity and here I am.
Here you are, and you're married?
Yeah, so I met my wife Paige about 6 years ago. We have two little ones. Our daughter Collins is about to turn 5. And our son's about to turn 3. So as much as I wanna get out of racing and get him into a stick and ball sport, the kid just loves cars, loves race cars, loves helping me work on it. So I think it's gonna continue.
It's in his blood. So, and if you don't know, Michael's uncle, Tom Hubert, works up on the teams and a pretty known racer himself. So it's definitely in the family. So Michael works in the electrical department up there if you're not up on the team side. So Michael, I've known you a while. I officiated Michael's wedding with him and Paige. And when did you become a believer? When did it finally resonate with you that, hey, Jesus is the way?
So I didn't grow up in church. But I always knew right from wrong, thanks to my parents. I always knew something was there, but just never was introduced. And my wife and I met about 6 years ago, and she was brought up in church, and that's a very big part of their family. And I wanted that. I wanted to be involved. And so she just helped me develop the relationship and find out who God is, right? Like, because you can sit there, and there's many a times I went through hard times in my younger years and just prayed to something, right? And didn't know what that was, but usually it always turned out good. And it wasn't until she helped introduce me and build a relationship, and it's just, it's awesome, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's good to have
a
wife.
And then, I was on the fence about getting baptized and everything else. And then here we are, I got hired back at Hendrick for my second stint, and you announced the baptism at the pond. And I thought, wow, like that's a sign, so.
Yeah, and so Michael did come here and then he left and then he came back. A lot of employees have done that, but I did get to baptize you. And so Michael does contribute a lot of, or attribute a lot of his faith base to coming to this lunch, right? And
yeah.
Being part of devotions at work.
We talked about that. I remember my first stint here, I was a backup tire changer and worked in the finish fab. And I would come to lunches and I would sit in the back and, you know, like was scared to take the leap into faith and to put my guard down, right? And would just come and enjoy a lunch and listen to, you know, good positive words. And so that is one thing I do want to encourage. If there is anybody of any age in the crowd, don't be afraid to take that leap. And we have so many resources here, Donnie and the committee and anybody, don't be afraid to ask and take that journey.
Yeah. So when did you? So you told us when you started racing. Do you got him up there in that little micro midget or sprint? Yeah. Look at that. That looks pretty dang fun to me. This is a couple weeks before the Chili Bowl, right?
Yeah. So this is at the shootout, which is 2 weeks before the Chili Bowl. Same building, same racetrack. It's like 1,600 entries for the shootout. Young kids, older guys. I kind of gave up racing when I moved back here to North Carolina, tried to keep myself busy with something else and changing tires. And just the last couple years, I got drawn back into it. And my wife decided to, hey, let's buy a micro. then, you know, it's popular and this is what you want to do. And about a few months after, she said, man, I didn't realize what it, how much work consisted of having a race car. And I said, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of work, especially if you want to do it right.
Right.
So you end up going to the Chili Bowl. How'd that come about?
So my wife and I, as you can tell, we have a lot of good partners that help us out. We definitely couldn't do it without them. And we went out to Sonoma for the race to hang out with family, friends, and some of the sponsors that help us. And we were at dinner, a real nice dinner, and they were like, let's go to the Chili Bowl. And I'm like, yeah, well, let's go and hang out and have a good time. They're like, no, we want to put together a ride and you drive. And I said, man, I ain't been in a midget in 19 years. Like, we'll waste the money. Like, can you imagine what we could put into the micro program? Ah, we want to go to Chili Bowl. So I said, all right, let's do it. And just everything started coming together. And just talking with people and different connections that I didn't know I ever had. And God just started putting things in place. One thing that, a good topic on that was, I started having some self-doubt, you know, like, you're not good enough. Why are you doing this, right? And talking with some people you run into and they're like, man, I don't know why you're wasting your time and why would you go and blah, blah, blah. Okay, right, so it starts to weigh on you. Well, I was booking my plane ticket and I'm like, man, these things are expensive, right? Like, and so I got a family and is this really meant to be? And I got an email, my American frequent flyer miles. I didn't know I had enough points. I didn't know how many points I had. And it said 19,000. I said, no way. So I checked. It cost me $17 to fly to Tulsa.
That was like God opening the door. So he said he hasn't been in one of these in 19 years. Damon, do you have the old newspaper pick? Has that been up yet? So that was the last time, huh?
Pretty close, yeah.
Yeah, so 19 years ago. And yeah. So you're going to the Chili Bowl now.
Yeah.
Do you have a picture of the stadium, Damon, inside the Chili Bowl, like from an angle there? No, not that one. Go back. It's just a picture of the track. Should be the track. Oh, not that one. That one's popular. Wow. It should be an overview of the whole track. There we go.
I will say this. It's almost like for me walking into Bristol, right? Like, first time I walked into Bristol, and I just turned around and took it all in. It was unbelievable, right? Well, the Chili Bowl for dirt track racers is the same feeling. And if you always thought about it or whatever, and you haven't made the trip, make it work. Even if you can only go Friday, Saturday, Thursday, just it's really awesome.
And Ricky Stenhouse is there. Our driver has two cars there. Kyle Larson is there. And Michael Hubert shows up. So you get there. You got a ride lined up, right?
Yeah.
Imagine the excitement, right? I'm going to the Chili Bowl to race. He's a racer. He's intimidated. And so you get to the Chili Bowl. In the ride that you were promised ended up not working out.
Yeah, it was.
Let's briefly touch on that. What happened?
Yeah, so I just came off the shootout. We had some pretty good success. I had confidence. I'm like, you know, even this, if this car isn't that good, like, we should be able to do okay. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. And I showed up. I got the rental car, walked in the building. Had my check in my hand, you know, see all these beautiful cars.
That's a sponsor check too, by the way.
A sponsor check.
Yeah.
Yes. And man, my heart, I see this car and my heart just drops. And, you know, everybody's polishing their stuff, you know, basically like a cup shop, right? Like, that building is no joke. People bring, there's some stuff that's rough, but that stuff, that building is, you bring prestige, right? And here's our car, and it's up on stands, and it's got brake fluid everywhere. And body panels are off of it. This thing hadn't even been cleaned, and my heart just dropped. And I put the check back in my pocket, and I walked back out to my rental car, put the check in my bag, and I called my wife, and I said, I think I'm gonna fly home. And she goes, what do you mean? I said, this is not what I expected. And she's like, well, you know, maybe you're just over exaggerating, right? You come from a cup shop, everything's perfect. Like, you know, maybe it's not as bad as you think. And I'm like, I don't know. So we talk it out, and she said, you know, I'm praying for you, and just keep the faith and keep a good attitude and see what happens, right? Make the best of it. You have a lot of sponsor people coming in on Thursday and blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, okay. So I go back in, and like, telling you, the brake pedal had 3 inches of throw in the master cylinder. Like, my toe was touching the firewall before it started to grab. And I'm just like, and they're kind of like acting like it's not a big deal, right? Like, oh, well, we'll work on them and we'll get them a little bit better. And I'm sitting here like, I'm about to drive a midget at the Chili Bowl for the first time. I get two practice sessions of like 5 laps maybe, and that's it. And here we are, right? So anyways, I called my uncle and I was like, I'm already mentally beat. And he's like, it's that bad? I'm like, yeah. So I try to make it work on Sunday, go into our practice sets, the throttle's sticking like 30%, like let off and the thing's still going. So about burn the brakes off of it, trying not to die, trying not to look like an idiot. And, you know, I just had Jeff Gordon the week before I left the shop say, I'll be watching you. Like, holy cow. So
that's disappointing. Yeah. You get there. This is not what you expected. But you do choose to walk away because it's unsafe, right?
I had two different people come up to me. A friend of mine that works at Keith Coons Motorsports, very high race team, and he said, man, I know that you really want to do this and you really want to race. He said, but man, I don't want to see you get hurt. And my wife was, you know, I wasn't really telling her that, but she was saying the same thing. And I just, you know, it was a dream and it all lined up. And I thought, God, how could this be, right? Like, and I just finally, with the help of my wife and her praying nonstop, all week, and I finally just had to make a decision. I didn't even want to walk back into that building like on Monday to even talk to the guy. And I finally just had to come to peace. I just killed him with kindness, right? So it got so bad that like he started being disrespectful, and that's when I was just like, okay. So came to peace, went up to him, shook his hands, told him thank you, but no thank you, and just killed him with kindness. And it went great. And as soon as I walked away, I felt a million pounds come off my shoulder, right? So the next 3 days, I was in that building not knowing if I had another. I didn't have a ride.
So think about this. You're going to fulfill a lifelong dream, and he could have stayed in the car and just who knows what would have happened, right? But he's a true racer, and he makes a decision with the help of a wise wife that, hey, let's walk away from this. You know, I got two kids. This could be dangerous. Not only that, if I'm going to do it, I want to do it to the best.
Right.
So he walks away, but he's still there. Yeah. He's hanging out thinking, man, if only I could get a ride.
Right.
And so what happens then?
So we had a couple maybes, right? Like one guy was coming from Wisconsin in the snow, and he wasn't sure if they were going to be able to make it. So it was like, well, if he doesn't show up, then you can get in it. And I'm like, okay. So had another ride that was kind of similar, that had some family issues. He might make it. So come Wednesday, walk in the building, go in a different door because I don't want to see these people, right? And I go back because I got to go do my politic. And all these people I just met this week, right? Like, and hey, how's it going? You know, any word? Is your kid coming? He's going to come. You know, they got a plane ticket. All right. So it was like, as much as I was at peace with hanging out and not having a ride, it was still like, oh man, you know? So about 6 o'clock Wednesday night, I get a phone call from my buddy, Jason McDougal. And he's like, where are you at? Get to my trailer right now. I'm like, okay. It's either really good or really bad. So I run in there. And what's up? He goes, I just got off the phone with Kevin Reed. At this point, I didn't know he owned Dragonfly Aviation and has a lot of cars and has a lot of drivers to drive for him. But I just knew Kevin Reed. So I call, he said, Kevin's got a couple other phone calls to make. but he's gonna give you a call in a little while, and then you should know something. So I went like 2 hours with just suspense, right? So I get this phone call, hey, it's Kevin. I got a car, it'll cost you the same amount of money as the other car. I was blown away. It'll be loaded up for you on a trailer. All you need is a 2-inch ball, and I got a spare axle, spare tires, basically whatever you're gonna need, I got. And I go, man, I appreciate that. I said, I hate to ask for more. I said, but I have a rental car. He goes, well, you can just borrow my Dodge. I go, okay. So I said, what else do we need to do? You just gotta, put oil in it, top it off. I was planning on running it Friday anyway, but I've been sick. You'll probably do better than me, so I'll just let you run it. I go, well, you don't know that. I didn't want to tell him.
So he didn't know you.
He did not know me from Adam. And he told me, he goes, I normally don't rent to people. I put people in my cars. But luckily for you, Jason McDougal vouched for you, and I like Jason. And that's what it went off of.
So he gives you a truck, loans you a truck, a trailer. Could you put that up?
Yeah.
So you get the truck to pull the trailer and the car, and the car was nice, right?
Yeah.
Top notch.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Beautiful. And so you find a way to get this inside the building where there's no parking spots.
Right. So the next part of it was, hey, I have a test for you at Port City, which is just outside of Tulsa, set up at 1 o'clock on Thursday. Come get the car in the morning, top off, blah, blah. I go, okay, all right. So now my next thought is, all these trailers are already parked inside, right? They all got cars around them. You're not bringing another trailer inside, right? So my next deal was I had to find a place to pit out of. So I had met these two guys, Gravy and Alan, on Sunday. And they had one car and they had already run on Monday. They weren't gonna run again until Saturday. And so I went down there and said, hey, I found a ride. If I give you guys some cash, will you let me clear some room and let me pit out of your area? And when my sponsor people get here on Thursday, I'll buy a cooler and everybody going out as long as everybody's respectful. Yeah, no problem. We don't have nothing else going on. We'll help you. And everybody just came together. And then our neighbor was actually Sean Robbins' dad, Scott. Greatest guy, would do anything for you. And there'll be a picture come up of me, him, and my wife. My wife loved him. But anyways, just people like that, and it just started coming together. And it was amazing. And I go, all right, well, I was going to pay Jason McDougal, the crew chief, the deal. He goes, oh, you can do that because I like Jason. He goes, but I already paid Kyle Jones, the crew chief, it for you. And I go, Kyle Jones, the driver? Yeah, he's already done. He wrecked on Monday. So, he's gonna come crew chief for you. He'll be at Port City on Thursday tomorrow. And I go, okay.
So he gets a car. Well, he gets a truck on a trailer with a race car. He gets a parking spot. But before that, they even take him. And I've seen the video. He goes to another track and practices the car. He finally gets in there. And now you can put the first video of him busting some laps, the first one. And this is great. Turn that up.
This is the heat race. So this is my first race in 19 years right here.
Is there any volume to that?
So this is our heat race, and I drew a 9 starting spot. And that's a good thing if you're fast and confident in passing people, but not usually for your first race. And it all worked out. We started 9th, and there was some wrecks that we missed, and we passed 2 cars, I think. We went 9-4. And if we would have passed that guy right there, we would have been 9-3, which would have put us high point guy on Friday night, which is unbelievable. Instead, wow. We were 10th in passing points.
Yeah, so think of this, guys. He went from complete disappointment, right? very wise wife that reminded him of who he was, right? Him thinking about who he is as a believer. How should I respond to these people that I'm going to walk away from? And trusting that whatever's happening, God's in control of that. That's why I read the verse. I'm going to read it again. Paul writing to the Romans. And we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, God's concerned about him, causes all things to work together as a plan for the good of those who love God, for those who are called according to his plan and purpose. Sometimes we miss that. God has a plan. And sometimes, even in the midst of disappointment and trials and tribulation, we learn from it. I want to read to you, look in your handout, James 1, it says, "Consider it nothing but joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you fall into various trials. Be assured that the testing of your faith through experience produces endurance, leading to spiritual maturity and inner peace. And let endurance have its perfect result and do a thorough work so that you may be perfect and completely developed in your faith, lacking in nothing." Were you enjoying that trial? Did you have joy in the middle of that trial? Right? Probably not, right?
No.
It says, consider it nothing but joy when you're facing trials. And so he's going through a trial, but then God says that if we trust in him and we love him, he will make all things good. And so here it is. Now he's in a good ride. He's with good people. He's racing. He finally, you have a dream, right? And we're running out of time here, so let's be quick. Was to get to what? The A feature?
That was
your goal.
Yeah, way too confident goal.
So he had a goal in that sport to get to the A feature, and he said
on my prelim night
that if you got to the A prelim, he was going to be satisfied. And so show the next video, Damon, in a little volume there.
This is the B feature right here. Four transferred. We started six, and I drove up to third, and I just hung out. Like, I knew I just had to protect. So we just got the checker. And now you can see the celebration.
Watch this. I really love this part right here.
Yeah, brother! I'm driving now.
Isn't it great when you have people that support you?
I mean, Kyle Jones is a successful midget and sprint car driver, and to see the smile on his face was just awesome.
To come in and go, "Hey, man, great job," right? And so you go from complete disappointment to pure joy. You told me that was my goal, was to make it there, right? That was the race that got you there.
Yeah.
And then you told me, you said I was good at that point.
Yeah,
I'm
so
good.
We pushed down the aisle right there to get, because our trailer is kind of in the back. And I just put my head down and I just thanked God. I cried and I just thanked God. And after that, Kyle was like, "What do we need to do for the A?" And I looked at him and I said, "Kyle, it doesn't matter." I said, "I don't care what we do. I said, we just made the feature." And but then he was like, "Okay, but you're still a racer, so let's do this." And I thought, all right. And we went 22nd to 14th in the feature. We were 14th and we fell back to 15th at the end. And that would have locked us into the C main on Saturday, which would have been after opening ceremonies. If you talk to anybody about Chili Bowl, like, that's doing something. So,
yeah. So what's two quick takeaways?
Yeah. Oh man, I don't know.
I guess here, I got it on that question at the top. We talked about it.
Yeah. Now I'm not as nervous, so I can read again. Through tough times and when the devil is testing you, just keep the faith. I wanted to walk in there and punch that guy in the face, and my wife just kept me grounded and kept reminding me about the book, you know? And I feel like a lot of times in this crazy world, right, like we have to remember just to go to the book because that's the truth.
Yeah. And then this gentleman, you wanted to help. Could you put that pic up? There's a pic, this guy.
Yeah, so the question is, what's the next step for Racer Michael? And I still want to do a little bit of racing myself. You know, I still got a little bit of time left until my kid really gets serious. But I think my next step, with all this success, right, and all these connections that I've found out that I've had that I never knew, I was approached last year after Tulsa by a fire suit company called Rush Race Gear out of Texas. And I now am a dealer for them. And so now after this, you know, I'm sitting here like, man, I'm a highest of highs, right? So what's next for me? And I think my passion is to give to people, right? So how does that look in racing? So I think I'm gonna try to get with people or whoever wants to help or guide me and maybe start like a nonprofit to give to supply fire suits for kids or people that can't afford them or just don't know about the safety or have the connections to get what they need, right?
Tell us about this young man.
So I met this guy, actually. They were gonna buy my power steering from me on my car, and I sold it to him, and we shipped it the wrong way, and it got lost. So went through this big deal, I had to pay him his money back, and still had no product. So after that, since that, we've kept a relationship. Well, I met them at Tulsa this year, and they were just there spectating. This kid is named Augie Skinner. He's 18 years old. He got in a motocross accident about a year ago, and he's paralyzed from the waist down. He runs hand controls in a 600 micro sprint and almost won the championship last year. They protested him with two races to go because he was beating them with hand controls. And there was a minor glitch that they bought this motor they thought was stock, and something was illegal, and I trust these people. But either way, so now this is my goal, to help him. We just Rush Race Gear hooked him up with a brand new fire suit, shoes and gloves for this year, and he's already got in contact with somebody to get a different, a quicker steering box, because he was telling me that when he gets all crossed up he's got to let off the gas because he can't steer the wheel. So he got in connection with some people from the PRI show, and he's getting a quicker steering box. I'm going to do whatever I can before my car to help this kid win some races this year and hopefully a championship.
Amen. And you know why? You know why? Because somebody helped him.
Right.
Right? We pay it forward. So what do we learn from this? Well, when we learn this, if we trust and believe and love God, He will work things out if we only believe and trust Him. And second, you're going to face trials. The question is, how are you going to respond when you face them? He could have showed Himself, but He chose not to. And look how God honored and blessed that with new friends, an opportunity of a lifetime. So he went from disappointment to pure joy. Michael, thank you, buddy, for coming up here and navigating through this. Give him a hand one more time. And we wish you much success. Feel free to see Michael up there in the race shops. Let me pray for us. God, thank you for our time and opportunity. We thank you for Michael and his boldness to share his story. We know, God, Lord, that you are involved in that in many ways, and sometimes ways we will never understand. But we just thank you, Lord, for protecting him, for the opportunity, the people you put in his life. We continue to pray your favor over him and his family. We pray for this group, that we would take what we learned today and apply it to our lives. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. We hope you enjoyed this message. It is our hope that you take what you have learned today and allow God to use it in your daily life. Feel free to share this message if it has been a benefit to you. Learn more about Motor Racing Outreach at gotomro.com. Take care and God bless.